So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
Fantasy football's version of Muggles. We'll explain in this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast specific to the Original Hooters brand. Visit originalhooters.com for location information. Hours of operation of those locations, easy online ordering if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area or West Central Florida. My thanks always to Brandon Legal Group for all they do for me in the podcast universe and supporting my golf tournaments. Todd Wright Tour 52 will be coming up in a little over a month at Plantation Palms Golf Club. If you'd like information on playing in our season opening event, 52nd tournament since we started doing these, individual, twosome, threesome, or foursome, send me a golf email at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Email, we just did an entire podcast picking up where we left off, covering all the emails that had come in prior to the recording of that podcast. Some came in afterwards. I'll respond via email. Not sure I'll have time to do a pre-week one, pre-flop podcast based on more draft results that came in. But I love it. Keep them coming. I will respond either in the podcast or via email, write.todd@yahoo.com, and keep the emails coming after week one with your result, what you were happy with, what you're not happy with, especially when we get to that early decision. Are you going to cut someone right away to make room for somebody that you just can't pass up on the waiver wire? Sometimes grabbing someone on the waiver wire in the opening few weeks is the difference between winning and losing in fantasy football. Almost annually, there's going to be somebody there worth getting, worth having, worth playing the rest of the year that was not drafted in a significant percentage of leagues. I'll go back to a rookie named Alvin Kamara was one of those guys. And a couple years ago when I won a title, Kyren Williams was one of those guys. Could be a running back, could be a receiver, could be a quarterback if we have a week one significant QB injury, which they happen. They do. We don't root for it, but they happen. So keep the emails coming. Speaking of emails, I've had a couple emails, a couple other conversations, not via email, with people who are telling me about a growing nuisance in their fantasy football leagues. These are people who are playing in established fantasy football leagues who have no idea what they're doing and don't seem to give a shit on how to play the game. They just want to be part of it. They think it's fun. But in thinking it's fun is one thing. You've got to invest yourself and play the game and play to win. What I hear is people are not invested, and they're just drafting players on their favorite team. This is happening more than it used to. I know many of you have leagues where you have that homer player who drafts almost exclusively from his favorite team, good or bad, and gets upset when other owners are actually playing fantasy football the right way and take a player who happens to be on his team. This is going even further, where people are just picking players and they're not playing the fantasy football game. So let's call them muggles. And I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but in the Harry Potter series, reading the definition, a muggle is a person who lacks any sort of magical ability and was not born in a magical family. Translation, a muggle is a person who lacks any sort of fantasy football ability and is not willing to adapt to a fantasy football family. A non-Harry Potter definition of muggle goes like this: a person who is not conversant with a particular activity or skill. That particular activity and skill, in this case, is fantasy football. So some of you will say, well, we needed an owner, do better. Borrow a Joan Rivers term. I'm enjoying an audio book that had an entire chapter on the greatness of Joan Rivers. Do better. If you're running a league, and I've run leagues for a long time, so we can talk. I've been through these. I've dealt with last minute stuff. I know it'll happen again. You have to have a true backup plan. And it can't just be calling in someone last minute. Oh yeah, I'd love to play. I heard it's fun. And they select, whether it's a kicker in the first round or a defense in an early round, or all players for, or just imagine if someone, I haven't heard this, but imagine if someone just picked all quarterbacks, right? Just to throw, and it throws everything off in the league. They're not playing to win. They don't care about, sorry, this is my golf background, the integrity of the game. They're muggles. We need to weed them out. They need to go. And here's how I think they go, unless this is already the case. I've always said I want you to play fantasy football for free, and I want to give you content for free. I know many of you play for money or reward. Use a probes term from Survivor. Fine. So if you do, make sure the money that the muggle in your league, muggle or muggles, are paying to play when they are not part of the fantasy family, they are not conversant with fantasy football activity or fantasy football skills, take their money, make it a significant amount of money. Then maybe they won't think it's so fun. I don't know what that amount is. It depends on your world. How much do you hit somebody in the wallet? It's like a fine. I live in a condo. I hate condo association crap. I'm on a fines committee. I don't lead the fines committee, but I'm always rubber stamping fines. The whole argument is, how much does the fine need to be to get the attention of the person committing the fine so they stop doing it? It's less about the money and more about that they stop doing it. That's what this is about with the muggles. Get them to stop making a joke of fantasy football. They've heard about it. They want to be part of the group. Oh, I hear that it's fun. Oh, you guys are getting together at a bar. Oh, you have a big get together. Oh, yes, I want to play. The commissioners need to do better to find better options. And if you want to weed the muggles out, raise the price enough so the buy-in to get into the league is enough where the muggles say, yeah, I'm good. That they either can't afford it or they don't want to pay that. So those are your choices to get the muggles out, because they got to go. Whether they're just a homer or otherwise, they got to go. They're muggles. And they're growing. They're breeding. We need to stop this. Speaking of getting rid of people in leagues, I have two terrific friends who are not playing in either of my leagues. They're not huge fantasy football fans. They're fans of a particular team. They live and die with one particular team out there. They do love pro football. They like college football as well. And I was with them last night, and they just said to me, "Hey, did you hear the John Hamm story?" And they know I'm a John Hamm fan because all of us were on board when Apple dropped that new John Hamm show, as I call it, Your Friends and Neighbors, in the summer on Apple TV Plus. So I said, "No, what's the John Hamm story as it relates to fantasy football?" I found it. So apparently Jimmy Kimmel was recently on Stern, and Jimmy even prefaced by saying to Stern, "I know you're not a fantasy football fan, but..." So he talked about, and he got around to it, how, is it his cousin Sal? I like Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know everything going on his show. Says, "My cousin Sal has a fantasy football league, and we know John Hamm because at times he's been in the same room watching football for years." It says, "So there was this one time John's running late on the set, and he calls because the league's going to get together and do an in-person draft." I'm paraphrasing the story. And John says, "Hey, you guys, count me out. I'm sorry. I would be at least 2 hours late." And smart guys said, "Oh, no. We'll wait for John Hamm." Now, maybe there's more to it. You'll find out what the more to it is, right? So they wait. John hustles, does get there. There is the delay, but he gets there. He gets settled. Everybody's ready to go. And as Jimmy Kimmel conveys the story via his cousin Sal, there's a rule in this league where the winner of the league, moments before the draft starts the next year, can just throw someone out of the league. And that person they threw out was John Hamm. And as Kimmel said, John just picked up his stuff and left, accepting that he was out. I love this rule. I really do. Do you guys like it? Because I've had to consolidate multiple leagues into lesser leagues in recent years. And even this year, there were multiple people who wanted to play and I didn't have room for them. So here's how I view if I can use this rule next year, playing off the story Jimmy Kimmel told about how John Hamm got kicked out of the league that particular year. So, one of the players who sat out this year from one of my leagues, it's the 12-team league, that player gets back in, presumably, but is invited to next year's draft. So the whole point is, next year in this 12-team league, if I'm going to make this a new rule, I'm going to invite 13 players to a 12-team in-person live draft, because you know that's how I do it next year. All right? So that's what I do. 13 players for a 12-team draft. Whoever wins this year's league at the draft just before we get to the selection process, that person stands up. This is like, did you ever watch Big Brother? I used to before Julie Chen got weird. Stands up as sort of the only vote, looks at someone and says, "You're out." It's harsh as hell. But damn it, I love it. It would be especially good if you've got a homer in your league who's got to go. And you don't know how to make them go. I don't have any of those. They don't survive in my leagues. And that person just has to pick up and leave. It's also kind of an equivalent of the Money in the Bank briefcase, which I think is the best bit, running bit, annual bit in pro wrestling, in WWE. And they don't do enough with it. Not to go on a wrestling tangent here, but for those of you who understand what the Money in the Bank briefcase means in pro wrestling, here's been my idea for years to make that bit nonstop. Not quite to the 24/7 belt, which got out of hand. But instead of the Money in the Bank case only being once every calendar year, one on the men's side and one on the women's side, the minute the Money in the Bank briefcase is cashed in, the next pay-per-view, there's a Money in the Bank match, battle royal type, at the next pay-per-view. It is added. That's what they're playing for. It keeps it in rotation. It keeps a lot of people on their toes, and it gives the writers a lot to work with. And damn it, they need it in WWE these days. So then if I put this into our 12-team league this year, the winner now will get the briefcase. You have the Money in the Bank, and next year at the draft, right before we start, you're going to stand up, you're going to walk over to someone, or should I have them walk up to me as the ref and say, "I'm cashing this in," and then point to who's out? Unless it's me. I guess I have to make myself grand. I'm the commissioner. I have to run the league. But I still think it could be fun. I like that idea. What's your feedback on Muggles and a Money in the Bank concept like Jimmy Kimmel talked about that cost John Hamm 1 year in Cousin Sal's league? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. That's enough. I had some stuff on players, but let's keep it under 20 minutes. Very unique content. Keep sending me your emails. Yeah. I'm proud I got the word Muggle into the fantasy football universe. As someone who's never watched a minute of any of the Harry Potters, but the motorbikes ride at Universal, while I wish they offered the Universal Fast Pass, damn it, it was worth the wait. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters with additional support from Brandon Legal Group. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.